Previously on Algoa FM.
Now, it doesn't have to take so long for you to get involved in something that's really good for your health and for the camaraderie in your company as well. The Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge, powered by Algoa FM, is happening on Saturday, the 20th of April. So it's exactly 10% of the full Ironman, and it's a great opportunity for you to get involved. Right now, I'd like to talk to the lady who's basically getting everyone involved, and that's Bongiwe Budaza, the race director of the Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge, powered by Algoa FM. Welcome, Bongiwe. What did you do to deserve this? It must take a lot of planning.
I tell you, it takes a bit of something.
Oh, I mean that in both ways. On the one hand, congratulations, race director. On the other hand, it must be quite something to put all of this together.
No, it definitely is. So the Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge, powered by Algoa FM, falls under the umbrella of the Isuzu Ironman African Championship. So bulk of the applications and stuff are done by for Ironman. But obviously for the event, we still need to look at planning the course. We need to plot the swim course, the bike, the run, all of that. And then also engaging with the Nelson Mandela municipality and chatting to them, getting the role players involved, being that traffic, SAPS, Metro, beach office, etc., and also engaging with the Nelson Mandela Bay University. Yeah.
All right. So there's a whole lot that goes into it. What I'd like to find out in terms of going, of entering, you know, we're 18 days away. Is someone's listening now going, oh, is it CTC already? Have I missed out? Can I still enter?
Yes, definitely. Entries are still open for both individuals and teams.
All right. Now let's talk about where you put it. Why is it Nelson Mandela Bay so special? And where is it going to be this year? Is it in the same space? Where is it going to be, and why is that special to you?
I mean, number one, I'll start with this. Why wouldn't we have it in here? I mean, I am born and raised in PE.
From the Cocos.
I tell you. Most of our colleagues are born here. And Nelson Mandela Bay is the home of Ironman SA. So that's why we keep on coming here. We love it that much. It's going to be at Hobie Beach, the center of it all.
All right. And let's talk about how people, you know, in terms of the team makeup, it's a triathlon in its own right.
Yes.
10% of Ironman, thank heavens, for those who are not Iron people. But do I have to enter on my own? Can I make a team? How do we do it?
Yes. So you can enter as an individual, or if you are trying to go about it as a team, you can be two or three in a team.
All right. So if you've got someone who's good at the swim and the bike, and
there
you can just run, or vice versa, or one of each.
Yes, or one of each.
Okay, good. You know, I volunteered for cheerleading duties this year, which is also an athletic endeavor of its own.
Of course.
However, you can get everyone, like at the office, at the club, at the school, whatever, to get involved, and you can have like a cheer squad and your three athletes or your individuals. You can do the whole thing, right?
Definitely.
In fact, you guys encourage that, I suppose.
We encourage
everyone along the route. All right, now, with all hands on deck, it's important to have support from corporates who don't just participate, but also, like you said, let's talk about the university. You mentioned, like, engaging with them. What roles do the students play in and around the event?
Okay, so Ironman SA has a beautiful relationship with the Nelson Mandela University, especially the sport management students. It's a working relationship where they come to the event and they actually run the event with us, the staff and the team directors, just giving them a bit of learning experience. I was also even a sport management student, so that's how, look at me now, like a couple of years later. Worked through the lines. So we work with them with that, but also the HMS students also get involved. This year they have an aid station, and there's multiple of areas that the university students get to, get involved with the event.
Okay, so if those human movement studies guys have their aid station, if I do do something to my injury ankle, you know what I mean?
There we go.
They can put the spare parts in there.
I mean,
all right. So this is going to happen on the 20th. And just for someone who might have tuned in halfway through, entries, when do they close? Are they still available?
They are still available. You can enter before it gets sold out.
That's true. That's when they close, if not on the day, by the day. All right. So make sure you do. And is there somewhere that you can refer people?
Yes. So you can go to the Corporate Triathlon Challenge website. So it's www.corporatetriathlonchallenge.co.za.
Thank you so much. Bongiwe Budaza, Race Director of the Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge, powered by Algoa FM. I'll see you there on the day.
Yes.
With pom-poms.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.